This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Miguel Angel Ibarra Abarca. Date of birth, December the 1st, 2002. Case ID number is 3520381. Date of exam, 12/20/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/19/22. And a medical records from Mercy Rehab dated 10/28/2019. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral palsy and asthma. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked before. He is presently in college in his second year and studying journalism studies, and he states he's doing very well in school. At the present time, he lives in the house with his parents, and his parents are married, and his father is working at this time. He has never been on disability in the past. Allegations number one, cerebral palsy. Number two, asthma. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral palsy. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had cerebral palsy. He was diagnosed with spasticity of the lower extremities and had two bilateral tendon releases of the knee and of the Achilles tendon area, which was performed on June the 8th, 2014. The claimant is able to ambulate, but he does have weakness, hemiparesis with decreased balance secondary to cerebral palsy. The claimant also has a pigeon-type walk and appears to have a little bit of instability when he walks, but is not using an assistive device at this time. The claimant's vision is good, and he's able to speak well. He has normal mental status, and his mother states that he did have seizures when he fell one time, but he's presently not taking any medications for that. She does not recall when he had the seizure. Residual symptoms include bilateral spastic legs with severe atrophy and decreased balance. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rails slowly, but not needing a cane or walker at this time. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his leg. He was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and bilateral lower extremity spasticity of his lower legs. Allegation number two. Asthma with shortness of breath. The claimant states that since birth he has had asthma secondary to allergies. He denies any bronchitis or pneumonia. But his mother states that he always has mucus in his bronchial tree. The claimant states that he rarely gets short of breath when he walks, climbs stairs, talking, resting, or with any seasonal changes. He does not smoke. He has not been in the emergency room for asthma and has not been hospitalized or intubated. He is presently on no inhaler, steroids, or oxygen at this time. He was diagnosed with asthma and appears to be stable. family history. The father is 62 and he has hypertension. The mother is 60 and she has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. They have he has an aunt with seizures and a cousin with autism. Medications, none. Medical problems, cerebral palsy with bilateral spastic lower extremities, and a history of seizure disorder times one. Major surgeries, bilateral tendon release of the knee and Achilles tendon area bilaterally, performed in June the 8th, 2014. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but did have one seizure at one time. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 96 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 132 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 16. General. This is a 20-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Claimant has a normal cephalic head, traumatic head, no scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. The claimant appears to have strabismus of the right eye, which is stable. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were slightly decreased. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. Pinhole was 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has spastic lower extremities, and he has severe atrophy of both legs. He is able to ambulate, but does appear to have a right foot drop, but is able to use both legs. Could you drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was unsteady, slow, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to the cerebral palsy of both lower extremities, but the Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. the claimant does have bilateral lower extremity spastic limbs with severe atrophy. No joint swelling, erythema effusion was noted. However, the claimant does appear to have some deformity of both legs. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant did have his knees flexed. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the lower extremities. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels, but was able to walk on his toes. The claimant is not able to walk at a normal tandem rate, secondary to the spastic limbs that he has. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full fist and oppose fingers as well as pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were increased but symmetrical. And biceps brachialis and patellar and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is evidence of severe muscle wasting and spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the lower extremities, when the claimant has spastic limbs but is able to ambulate. He is able to toe walk, but cannot heel walk or tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows severe muscle wasting and mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He does have strabismus. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to cerebral palsy with spastic lower extremities. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the lower extremities, where he has spastic lower limbs. He is able to heel walk, but is unable to toe. He is able to toe walk, but is unable to heel or walk normally in a tandem gait. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows severe muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bilateral lower extremities, spastic limbs from cerebral palsy. Probable diagnoses. Number one, cerebral palsy, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has spasticity of the lower extremities. He is able to ambulate, but does have an abnormal gait. Number two, asthma, dash, not being treated at this time, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Miguel Angel Ibarra Abarca.